This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
In chapter 1, we're going to be studying out of chapter 4, but in chapter 1, we have the fleshly Christian, the Christian who is just operating in the flesh. He's a hearer, not a doer. And then we have in chapter 2, we have class warfare, the rich against the poor in some of these churches. Chapter 3, we have leadership problems. We've got people in the congregation who all want to be leaders. They all want the pulpit, they want the microphone, and they don't want to just sit and learn. So we have leadership, people who are struggling to be leaders, and they're novices, they're not ready yet. Chapter 4, we have evil speaking, Christians talking evil about each other, talking, maligning, gossiping, slandering each other. We have all that. Then we have in chapter 5, we have even labor disputes. We have people in the church that have hired other people in the church to do work for them, and either the worker has not done a good job or the employer has not paid them fair wage when they finish the job. So we have all this going on. Other than that, the churches were doing great. No problems. Perfect church filled with imperfect people that have the righteousness of Christ. But all kinds of situations going on, and James is the chief elder in the church in Jerusalem, and he is going to address some of these things. The church is filled with people who are in conflict, people that are arguing with other people. And both internally, inside the church, with each other, and externally, outside the walls, with people in the community, they are always in conflict with somebody. And then James is going to try to correct it. And we say good luck to James. So he starts out by saying, where do wars, in chapter 4, verse 1, where do wars and fights come from among you? Now obviously the word wars doesn't mean World War II. It means people are warring with each other. Because he says it's among you. That's where the wars are taking place. Seats within the church. People are warring against each other. They're fighting with each other. And then he answers the question. He asks the question. And then he answers it. He says, do they not come from your desires for pleasure? And the lust of your members. So he says that the wars come from the fact that you want things your own way. Where do conflicts come from? Where do wars come from? Where's all this fighting coming from? The fact that people want things their own way. They don't like it when it's not their way. This should be running this way. And then people mess it up, and I'm frustrated and ready to fight. So these conflicts, obviously, he's saying, do not come from the Holy Spirit who is in each believer. So the Holy Spirit's not fighting with the Holy Spirit in the next person. I mean, the Holy Spirit in you is not fighting with the Holy Spirit and the person next to you. The Holy Spirit has beautiful unity, has union, and then it has unity. So there's no fight with the Holy Spirit between people. There's no spirit conflict here. The conflict comes because people are in the flesh. People are operating outside of the Spirit and in the flesh. So it comes from the flesh that wants to get its own way. My flesh always wants to get its own way. Doesn't want to lay down its life, doesn't want to sacrifice, doesn't want to go the extra mile, doesn't even want to go the first mile. wants everything my way. And Frank Sinatra is his favorite singer. Do it my way. So he says in verse 2, you lust and you do not have. You want it, but you don't get it. You murder, and remember Jesus told us that murder was not only the assassination of another person physically, but he says if you hate your brother, you're murdering them. Hating, or if you reject your brother, you're murdering them because you're withholding life from them. Instead of ministering life, you withhold that life, and so you're killing them, in a sense. Jesus gave us a definition on that. So he says you are murdering each other. You covet, and you cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. He said a lot of this stuff is you don't have it because you're trying to get it out of people when you really should be going to God with this. If you have something that's on your heart you really want, you really need, that's your desire, you should be going to God, not to people. So instead of reacting to others, I pray for what I want in life, in the will of God. We know that that prayer is always constituted on the fact that if it's the will of God. Then he says in verse 3, you ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your own pleasures. You ask, but you don't get the answer to your prayer because you ask amiss, because you're going to spend it, or you're going to, the reason you're asking is for your own, once again, to satisfy your own fleshly needs. So it's not the will of God in many cases. So oftentimes, in verse 3 here, he's telling us, oftentimes prayer requests originate in the flesh. Prayers can be originated, prayers can be formed in a person's carnal mind, because they want things that are outside of the will of God. And so they pray for things from their carnal mind, from their fleshly mind. And it says here that they don't get it. And the reason they don't get it is because God will never and has never answered the prayer that comes from the flesh. Because to him, the flesh is dead. He sees you in Christ. He sees you alive. He sees your new creation. He sees you with your perfect robe of righteousness. He sees all of that. But he doesn't look upon your flesh. He's not listening to your flesh crying and desiring and wanting and all of that. He's not answering the prayers of the flesh. That's why Paul said, I pray in the Spirit. Praying in the flesh won't get you anything. You ask amiss. Remember Psalm 66, verse 18. It says the same thing. If I regard iniquity in my heart, if I'm operating out of the flesh, iniquity is my attitude, which is not godly. So I have a carnal attitude in my heart. What does it say in this verse? The Lord will not hear you. So I have this carnality going on, and in my carnality, I want things. And God's not answering my prayers. He's not even listening to my prayers. He will not hear me. It's interesting. So we are dead to God until we are regenerated. Before you were saved, you were also dead to God. You were spiritually dead since the Garden of Eden, when the day you eat of this, you shall surely die. And every person who was born thereafter was born after the likeness of Adam in Genesis 5:3. And we were born spiritually dead. And because we were dead and not regenerated, then also we were not listened to by God. We are dead to God until we are regenerated. And then all communication with God after you become born again, after you become a believer, all communication with God happens through this human spirit. You worship God through the Spirit. You pray through the Spirit. You witness through the Spirit. Every activity you do in Christianity is to be done through the Holy Spirit and your human spirit, which was dead but now has been made alive. It all operates through the Spirit. When the flesh gets involved, God turns his ear off. I'm not going to listen to the flesh. It's dead to me. It's crucified with Christ. It's gone. Why would I listen to prayer requests from something that's been crucified and removed forever? It's gone. I don't listen to the flesh. And before you're saved, we even use this verse all the time in our gospel tracts when we witness to people. In Isaiah 59:2, it says that your iniquities, remember, that's my sinful attitudes, my carnal, fleshy attitudes, have separated you from your God. These are on our gospel tracts that we give to the unsaved, to the non-believers. And your sins have hidden his face from you. The face of God is hidden from those who are not born again, not regenerated. And that means his face means his acceptance. God hides his face, then you're not accepted. If he shines his face upon you, you're accepted. God shines his face and you're accepted. He hides his face, you haven't been accepted yet. Your iniquity and your sin has caused him to withdraw and hide from you. And then look at the third part of that verse, and that so that he, meaning God, will not hear. Your fleshly, carnal, unsaved, unregenerated, before you're Christian, attitude has put you in a place where you have been separated from God. He's hiding his face from you, and he will not listen to you. That's quite startling. He's not out there answering the prayers of the unsaved. He's not even listening to them. The only thing he wants to hear from them is the sinner's prayer. Lord, I accept Christ as my Savior. That's the prayer he wants to hear. That tunes him in. And he brings you, because you couldn't even say that apart from the Holy Spirit being first given to you because of your faith. So with the mouth man confesses, but with his heart he believes first, and the Holy Spirit is given, and then he can confess with his mouth. And God hears that prayer. And the dead has become alive. The lost has become found. But prior to that, before I'm saved, God's not listening to me. And I'm glad, because I said a lot of bad things to him when I was in that condition. But he's not listening. And when I'm in the flesh as a Christian, he's not listening. Flesh is dead to him. He wants and has developed and has created this thing so that we can have communion with him through the Spirit. Now, you're a Christian. You're born again. You have a human spirit that had been separated from him for many years. You prayed the prayer. You put your trust in Christ. You became a Christian. And the Holy Spirit came in Titus 3:5 and regenerated you. And caused you to be made alive. And now you have the ability to commune.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties.